News from Elephant and Castle. Elephant roundabout to go two-way. Billions will be spent transforming junctions and roundabouts across the capital, including ripping out London's most dangerous roundabout at Elephant and Castle. On Tuesday, Mayor Boris Johnson announced funding of £4 billion to transform 17 major road junctions in London, including £300 million to make London's 33 most dangerous roundabouts safe for cyclists. At the top of the Mayor's list of the biggest and nastiest road junctions is the Elephant Roundabout, which has the highest number of road collisions of any road junction in the capital. Boris Johnson said, "Smarter design of our roads and public spaces, exemplified by our radical plans for Elephant and Castle, will play a key role in ensuring that London remains the best big city to live, work and invest." In the plans made public last year, but confirmed last week, the Northern Roundabout, with its seven subways, will be ripped out and replaced with a surface-level two-way road system. A pedestrianised area will extend out from the shopping centre and into a public space at the heart of the new road system, where two lanes of traffic will move in both directions. The junction is used by in excess of 1,300 cyclists per hour at peak times, who will be grateful for the new segregated cycle lanes planned for the new peninsula-style layout. These road junctions are relics of the 60s, which blight and menace whole neighbourhoods, said Boris Johnson. Like so many from that era, they're also atrociously designed and wasteful of space. We can turn these junctions into more civilised places for cyclists and pedestrians, while at the same time maintaining their traffic function. Funding of around 50 new road projects will come from the Cycling Superhighways budget, the TfL Major Schemes Programme, and developer contributions to the tune of £50 million. Detailed designs for the first roundabout schemes, which will average out at costing £9 million per site, will be published next month, and work will begin in the second half of this year.